Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Southern California. I am Maureen Enner, your Northern California connection.
And good afternoon, Northern California. My name is Bob Lang, your Southern California connection.
And together, we're still trying to keep the state connected. I don't know, Bob. Some days, you just feel like it's even worth getting out of bed.
I know, really. We're heading into spring here, Maureen. I mean, that's the time that we're supposed to, you know, with the spring forward, right, or something like that, whatever the saying goes.
Okay, well, forget about spring and forward. Let's talk about what's going on in the world of politics. I mean, seriously.
Wow. Big time.
I know you're all, you know, positive in spring and all this, but we're not going to have a spring if we don't get a decent president. So we might see this might be the last spring we see. What do you think? I'm scared. I am scared for this country.
Well, the only thing I'm scared about is the fact that people really haven't come to a conclusion that we're in trouble. And I think, unfortunately, as we saw yesterday on the debate, I think more people are interested in being entertained than actually finding a solution and fixing what is wrong with this country. Don't you agree?
Well, I can agree, and I agree so much. I asked our favorite guest to come on because I can't think of a better few people to talk to than Diamond and Silk. Talk about positive, passionate, undying commitment to their candidate, and I'm a Trump supporter. We are. Ladies, welcome to California Connection. Help us see the light at the end of the tunnel and bring this man to the White House.
Hello, thank you for having us. Listen, this is how he's going to get to that White House. Mm-hmm. We all have to get out and vote.
Yes.
And a vote for Donald Trump means victory over the establishment. So we have to get out. We have to let the establishment and the GOP know that this election will be decided by we, the people. That's what we're going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's figure this out again, because I think it was Alabama that, Bob, did you realize that Trump was the first candidate ever in history to take all counties in Alabama?
That's amazing. I when you think about the South, it's how difficult it is for Republicans to do well in the South. I mean, I think Alabama
I might be wrong. I feel really bad. Girls, you may know this more than I do, but I read something today, and I thought it was Alabama. But regardless, he took every single county, first time in history ever, any candidate ever, he took every county in the state.
A Republican candidate. Wow.
See, well, that's what's happening.
Yes.
He's speaking to the masses.
Yes.
He's resonating with everybody. He's a uniter because he's pulling in Democrat, Independents, and Republicans together.
Yes.
And he is the first one to have this many people coming out in droves as a Republican to vote for him.
Especially in the primaries.
Especially in the primaries, because normally during the primary season, numbers are down.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers are looking very grim for the Democrats, but they look great for the Republicans because of all of the new people that Donald Trump is pulling into the party.
That's right.
And that's what we love.
Okay,
you know,
why is the GOP, okay, we launched this show last April. Our guest was Michael Regan. He said on that show, on our inaugural show, he said the GOP can't pick a horse. Okay, we have the same names that we knew basically all of these men were going to, and women were going to end up on the ticket, or running, right?
Right.
I feel like the GOP is just our biggest enemy. I am so mad with the establishment that they cannot get behind the leader, the one who is leading, which is Donald Trump. Why are they doing this? Ladies, why are they doing this?
Well, you know, they want business as usual.
Uh-huh.
They're so used to going up to D.C., working for their own greed and not the need of people.
Yes.
It is time for them to work for the need of people. That's what they're going to have to understand.
And
they're not running the show anymore.
The
people are running the show.
They also have to understand that a house that is divided against itself will not stand? How is it that you're going to turn on the front runner? Do you want to really win? You know, Donald Trump is the front runner. He is winning. He's playing fair and square. He signed that little paper saying that he was going to play it fair and square, and he's the front runner. They need to get behind Donald Trump. Absolutely.
I think these ladies make a lot of sense. What people are afraid of in Washington is losing the status quo. And as I told you earlier today, I think what Donald Trump needs to reveal to the American people is that if he looks at Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, point to these people and say, this is what your current government is all about. They're a failure. They're a part of the dysfunctional government that is currently in 2016. And ask America, do you want this to continue? And I think the answer is pretty obvious, don't you?
Absolutely. We don't want more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we are voting for an outsider instead of an insider.
Yes.
And what people are going to have to do is wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have these debates and they have our front runner standing there and they're taking two candidates and putting them against one person, it's so unfair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish they would just cancel the next debate.
Yeah.
Why are we even watching this play out on our television?
Mm-hmm.
We have too many things going on in our country for people to just be playing games with the lives of the American people. If you're going to debate, debate. But you're not going to have Donald Trump sitting in the middle like he's a rabid dog and everybody attacking him
mm-hmm.
for no reason. He's winning this fair and square,
yes.
And they should let this play out by the people, for the people.
That's right.
This is about we the people,
yes.
Not about them.
You know, Bob, I feel like the establishment, the GOP, the old party, the whole, you know, the Republican and the Democrat, same thing, all establishment, CPAC money, super PAC money, what all this. I think that the GOP is so afraid of an outsider like Trump because somebody like Trump is going to come in and then give away all the dirty secrets. Like, yeah, we're paying $550 billion a year for this, and this agency isn't doing anything. There isn't anybody even in the offices. He's going to tell the American people, it's all smoke and mirrors. This government doesn't do anything for us except suck our
money.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Maureen? He should tell us.
Yes.
Tell us the truth. You know, we're sitting up here riding dirty, as I say.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have a clue. I'm so happy that Donald Trump has come in,
yes.
shook and woke America,
yes.
and got us seeing some things. And, you know, people got to stop voting against your own interests. And you got to look at who's going in office,
yes.
who's going to totally work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at Donald Trump, we know he wants to work for the American
exactly.
people. He wants to do it for free. He wants to uncover all of this corruption
yes.
so that you can see exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wants to take and fix this system where it's working for all people. And that's why people should be out in the masses voting for him. Stop listening to the media, the GOP, what's going on at these debates. Get out and vote, and vote for Donald J. Trump.
Maureen, did you happen to notice that Donald Trump actually came out with some numbers saying that there were many Democrats who actually flipped over and
mm-hmm.
voted Republican in some of these Super Tuesday elections? Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did. Absolutely. And I actually read a couple of articles today that a couple of well-known Democrats are now going to vote for Trump. You know what this
That's
reminds
right.
me of? This reminds me of the movie The Wizard of Oz. Okay? We're Dorothy. The American people are Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man. Well, who else did she have with her? I don't know. The Tin Man,
the lion,
Scarecrow.
The Lion.
The lion.
The lion.
So she had the cow. Okay, so here's the all-American girl is going down the road with the lion, so no courage, the Tin Man, no heart, and the Scarecrow, no brain, right? Okay, that pretty much sums up the American people, I would think. There's heartless people, people with no brain, and people who are scared, right? So we're going down the yellow brick road. All these years, we've been singing and skipping down the yellow brick road, being told by these candidates our lifetime that everything's going to be great. Everything's going to be great. I'm going to take care of it. You're going to have a job. Everything's going to be great. you know what? This time I have a feeling we're going to get to Oz. And remember when Dorothy got to Oz? And you remember when she pulled back that curtain and it was nothing but a man moving his signals around? That is why I feel like Donald Trump. Donald Trump needs to take us to Oz. And he's going to pull back the curtain for all these years that we've been believing these politicians and putting our passion into them, and they're not taking us to Oz. We're not seeing how it's going to work. Now we're going to see how it's going to work, and the GOP does not want that.
Absolutely. Right. They want to keep our eyes sealed in the cover because, see, they are up there working for their own greed and not the need of people.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for these politicians. Look, when we send you to Washington, you're going to go to Washington, you're going to do your job.
Right.
And you are going to work for the need of people and not your own greed.
Yes.
And that's what we know. Donald Trump, he's going to work for people.
Mm-hmm.
He loves America.
Yes.
He wants to work for the American people, and he wants to work, make America great again. And, you know, we have, like, civil rights activist, his name is Charles Everett. He even endorsed Donald Trump today. People are getting on the bandwagon. They want a businessman running this country, a businessman to bring back jobs, opportunities, secure our borders, and keep us safe.
That's right.
So people are getting on the bandwagon. People are joining that Trump train.
People are tired of being taken for granted,
right,
taken advantage of. So people are joining the train, the Trump train, and they're ready to train, and choo-choo all the way to the White House.
That's right.
Maureen, it was interesting that you alluded to the Wizard of Oz there for a minute. It reminded me of something I saw yesterday of a guy who reminded me of a combination of the Scarecrow and the Tin Man, a man with no brain and no heart, and that would be Mitt Romney. I don't know if you happen to see his... It's disgusting speech yesterday. I mean, it was really sad. It was really sad to see a guy who's a loser like that. And look, and the facts are facts. The guy lost. He was a loser in 2012. He's coming out
and
there
choked.
He choked, but I mean, he's coming out there and bashing Donald Trump, a man who just 4 years ago, he said he appreciated him and said he had great ideas. Of course, you know, he probably gave him money, and he really liked his money. Do you think today he's giving his money back? Of course not. So I it was just really just revolting and disgusting that he would come out and say all these absolutely vile and mean things about Donald Trump, about a man who's probably going to run this country. Look, I was just waiting for him to say, Maureen, that if Donald Trump wins, I'm going to leave the country and go to Canada. And I was going to say to him, you know, look, why wait?
That's right.
Hey,
come out hot in the first place.
Hey, I'll hire a jet. I'll hire a 747. Fly all those idiots out of here that keep saying that Trump wins going to Canada.
We haven't a clue what Mitt Romney was thinking. And I say Mitt need to go back in his mitt, roll over in a pit, and just stay down there and hide. And we don't want to hear nothing else he's got to say. He done already lost. We don't want to hear
nothing
that he has to say. We don't want to hear any of his advice.
That's right.
And, you know, he just did a terrible job. It was the Hurricane Sandy and then Benghazi. And Mitt Romney just didn't know what to do. And he went out of sight for 5 days. And we lost the election. I mean, really, Bob, that's what happened, right? I mean, he couldn't handle
it. Absolutely.
I mean, thank you. He just withered up and died. Why are they doing this? This is what I want to know. Ronald Reagan said, you, no matter who the nominee is, you back him up of your party. That is it.
You're supposed to happen.
But when you nominate that person, you back him up. That's it. End of story. Where is the GOP getting off doing this? Who's doing this?
I'm hearing something to the effect as well, too, that the Republican committee or something like that is going to do something underhanded to try and keep Trump from winning if he doesn't have a majority of the delegates. That would be absolutely – it would be suicide for the Republicans, wouldn't it? I mean, it would just be – I was hearing all that yesterday and watching the debate going on, and I'm thinking to myself, if that happens, you know, Hillary must be getting punched drunk right now thinking that how easy could this get? Because that's what's going to happen, right? She's going to skate right into the White House.
Yeah. They're just giving the election to Hillary. I mean, I just can't understand. So, ladies, let's talk about the debate last night. Okay, so, you know, the whole thing, we had to hear the hands and, you know, the childish, right? I mean, it was childish, just bantering back and forth. But who was the one who brought it up last night? Marco Rubio. Well, he's the one who had to bring it up.
But see, Marco Rubio don't have any substance.
That's right.
So what he wants to do is talk about everybody else when he should start talking about himself. Talk about his past lifestyle that he's trying to hide.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll say allegedly, because see, the other week he told everybody to Google Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So we Googled him instead and found out some stuff about him.
Mm-hmm.
He need to talk about how he brought people in here on H-1B visas, had Americans to train those people, and those H-1B visa foreigners, they should be American people jobs. He should have been talking about himself last night, not Donald Trump.
What about the $10,000?
Yeah, that he put on that credit card.
Yes.
He need to talk about his ways, how he won't take his behind to work, and he's already had a chance in the Senate to work for the American people. That's what he needs to be talking about.
What did he do with $10,000? I didn't hear that.
He took $10,000. He took a Republican credit card. He charged $10,000 on that credit card for a family reunion. He claimed he did not see that on the bank statement, and so they called him out on it. So he had to pay it back, but he didn't have the $10,000 to pay back, so he had to pay back monthly payments. Now, in my world, that's considered stealing. He should be investigated because what he did was try to steal $10,000.
Right.
Because you let me pay and put $10,000 on a company card and act like I don't know what's going on. That's embezzlement in the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So, Diamond itself, if nobody had said anything, do you think he would have said anything about it?
No, he wouldn't have said anything about that. He would have let that go. Marco Rubio is very bad with his finances. You have to Google him. There's a lot of information that comes up on Marco Rubio. You can't tell me all these people are lying. Marco Rubio has problems. He will not make a great leader for his country. He can't even lead his own household and pay his own bills. We don't need nobody like that running our right house.
And he want to go to the White House, he'll have us out in the poll house.
He will have us all in the poll house looking crazy.
Bob, I told you that I had Googled Marco Rubio and found out about his gay lifestyle as a college student. And remember you about died and said, no way. And he was arrested. He has an arrest record when he was 18. He was arrested in a park. What did he grow up in Florida, I think? Is he from Florida? That is known for male gay activity, where you go to the bathroom and do the special secret whatever, and you get your man, you know. He was arrested there when he was 18. And it's been, I guess, covered up and taken off, supposedly expunged from your record. But as my husband explained to me, it's never expunged. No matter what, if my husband runs you, because he's a police officer, that stuff comes up. It's never sealed. So, he was arrested when he was 18 at this park in Florida that was known for gay male activity. And that suddenly came up and it's been hush-hushed. And then there's photos of him in a big swimming pool or something with a bunch of foaming bubbles.
Foaming bubbles, girl.
Foaming bubbles, huh?
Foaming bubbles. They were foaming. They were foaming, all right. I don't know what was causing them to foam, but they were foaming. And his head is turned. It's not, you know, but it looks like his profile. But so these are alleged. But I did go pretty deep in to find out that he was arrested in this park at a strange hour of the night by himself. And he said that he was just with friends partying. That's his explanation. So my point is, if you're running for president, you don't want anything like that to be a part of your past, because that is something that someone can come back to you while you're president and get some dirty deeds done, because I know what you did in that park in Florida and I got a picture of it, right?
Especially if you're claiming to be a conservative Christian.
Then you bash somebody else's lifestyle.
That's right.
And the thing is, before you get on stage and start Donald Trump this, Google Donald Trump, then he needs to Google his own stuff, because a lot of stuff comes out on Marco Rubio.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I could really honestly, Maureen, I could care less about what his personal lifestyle, what he does, and that's his own business. But the thing that bothers
me. But what about what I just said, Bob? What about what I just said? What if somebody comes back and has dirt on him?
Well, listen, I mean, the thing that bothers me the most is the thing that even the ladies just brought up is the honesty. and the dishonesty part about it. I mean, he doesn't come forth and talk about things that he's come up out of his past, about this $10,000
right.
and about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've already had a president who denies things and keeps things quiet and hush hush. Should we need another 4 years of that? I don't think so.
We've had more than one. Well,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so Rubio, you girl, I've been following you ladies the last couple of weeks. You've been getting kind of hammered. CNN did not treat you well at all. I wanted to reach through the TV and choke that. Choke a you know what. You ladies handled it because you brought up the Marco Rubio thing then, and she was like, what? No way. You can't say that. Well, yes, you can. I found it on Google. I saw it. I mean, trying to tell you that, the Hispanic vote, he only got 140 votes in some
mm-hmm.
state she named off, probably the state that he won all the counties in. She probably didn't double check that either. I mean, it's just, and then you guys were on the All Black Network with
uh-huh.
the guys, and he was well, going at it because supposedly Trump's part of the KKK. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know what to say. I don't know. You know, sometimes African-Americans, they don't want to know their history.
Mm-mm.
They feel so comfortable being in the dark, they don't know what it feels like to be in the light.
That's right.
And when you enlighten them, they get upset, they get mad.
Yeah.
He was a very tacky host.
Yeah.
He asked us
mm-hmm.
questions. He didn't give us a chance to answer. When we tried to answer, he lowered our mics. It just made him even look more dumb.
Yeah.
He just looked even more dumb.
Ignorant.
We gave him good ratings, but he will never get that again from
Not
us.
Not from Diamond and Silk.
No, he was really rude, really rude,
yeah,
and very, very indignant. And he really tried to, you know, be the higher educated and trying to tell you, give you your history lesson about 1877 and whatever. You know, we're talking about 2016 right now. We're not talking about 1877.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, no candidate in their right mind is going to run for the presidency with any affiliation to the KKK.
Right. Yeah. Well, here's the deal right here. Donald Trump already denounced that. He denounced David Duke. He vowed that. But then people want to keep it going. But what about Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
What about how she praised Robert Byrd?
Mm-hmm.
He was an ex-Klansman.
Mm-hmm.
See, why is it okay for Hillary, but then when Donald Trump don't disavow the way they want him
mm-hmm.
to, oh, well, he's wrong.
Right.
Listen, we know Donald Trump wants to work for all people. We know that Donald Trump is a uniter.
Yes.
All of this stuff that they're trying to smear him with, remember, anything that they smear, because they fear him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're doing it. I know, and that's what I want the American people to know.
And he can't help who endorses him.
He can't help who endorses him.
Right.
He can't help who wants to vote for him.
That's right.
And it's not fair to him to hold him responsible
yes.
and accountable for who wants to vote for him.
And you
you
have a group called Hookers for Hillary that's endorsing her, but does that make her a hooker?
Right.
Does that make her a madam?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know? Well, Maureen, you hear the passion from these ladies over here. And it's ironic that every single time they come out and swing at Donald Trump, it just gets people like Diamond and Silk and everybody else angry and upset about the establishment and about the other side. And it just makes everybody much more passionate and more empowered and energized to support this guy. Don't you agree?
But after last night, I felt like it was just so unfair. It was like, how much more can a person take? How many more times can you just keep getting beat down by a wave and you come back up? Now, speaking of endorsing, doesn't Hillary Clinton have CARE endorsing her, the Muslim mosque down in L.A. that is affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood? Who the terrorists in San Bernardino went to that mosque?
That's correct. Yes, they do. They actually contributed money, I believe, to the foundation too.
Exactly. And look at that. That is far more dangerous than the KKK. Because I haven't seen the KKK around, not my neighborhood. But I don't live that. I mean, Bob is what, 2 hours from San Bernardino, and that guy went to that mosque. That guy that shot those 14 people, Americans, innocent American workers in their office Christmas party, he was a part of that mosque that is a part of CARE, who is a part of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're giving to Hillary Clinton. Why is nobody talking about that?
Probably because didn't nobody know about it, but thank you for enlightening me. Because now I got to talk about it.
That's right.
I got to do my research on that one.
Yes, yes. I mean, she is heavily connected into the Muslim American culture. She really is. And she's probably taking, you know, the Clinton Foundation got busted, but I guess they didn't do anything about it. But remember, Bob, the money from the Saudis that was coming over? She was getting speaking engagements while she was Secretary of State for her husband.
And she was saying, "Oops, sorry about that. I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to do that." You know, I mean,
right? Money coming from the Saudis.
It's really time for Hillary Clinton to go somewhere and sit down. The Clintons don't get to play musical chairs with the presidency. We've already had a Clinton. We've already seen what that was about, the disaster that happened in that. It's time for them to go somewhere and sit down. We don't need another Clinton, nor do we want another Clinton running this country.
That's right.
There was a very funny picture I saw on Facebook of some women in prison holding a big sign in the lunchroom in prison saying, "We're waiting for Hillary."
Bob, you're the economic expert. Bob, tell us, if we have 4 years of Hillary Clinton, is this economy going to sustain it?
No, not at all. I think 4 more years of Hillary Clinton is going to bring the national debt upwards of $30 trillion. We're $21 trillion right now. It's probably going to be $30, $32 trillion. We're going to put lean the economy, this debt on the backs of our kids and our grandchildren. And, you know, God help them if they have to get out from underneath this mess that we're in right now. But more freebies.
I mean, like jobs. Yeah, I mean, let's just talk about jobs and middle class and work. I mean, they're already calling for a housing bubble to burst in California. They're saying that's going to happen in the next couple of, 6 months or something. I mean, I don't know where are people's heads. Why are they thinking that Trump, they're calling him a tyrant. They're comparing him to Hitler. They're saying that he is he's racist. I don't know where they're getting this from.
Those are tactics that they use to put it in the minds of people so that they can control people.
Right.
So the media can control people and tell us who to vote for. People got to understand you have your own mind. You can think for yourself. Stop believing everything the media tells you.
Right.
That's what they're going to have to start doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to start waking up and looking. Hillary Clinton ain't going to do a thing for this country. Her husband didn't do a thing. She's not going to do a thing. She's not worried about bringing in opportunity and jobs. She can care less about that. Her husband, look at how he signed that trade deal and outsourced thousands upon thousands of jobs. They don't care about that. All they want is business as usual.
That's right.
These ladies are absolutely right, Maureen. Listen, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing is that the people who seem to support Obama and now they're going to support Hillary or Bernie or whatever, they're stoned right now. And I think that the drug dealers are these politicians who are running for president. They want to keep the drip coming on all these people are on heroin right now. Just keep the heroin drip coming because that heroin drip is the entitlements, the freebies, the Social Security, the Obama phone, the Obamacare, welfare, all this other stuff, all the free stuff that seems to be coming down the pike and putting our debt out there instead of saying, hey, look, you Mr. and Mrs. American, get out there, get a job, get some education, and do fend for yourself. That's what it's all about.
Right.
That's right. That's exactly what it's about. And it's going to take somebody like Donald Trump to bring that kind of spirit back. Come on, let's pull our stuff up by our bootstraps.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I'm going to bring you some opportunities. Now you get out here, you work, get yourself together where you're coming up again. Hillary Clinton ain't worried about that. All she's worried about is what she have it on her bucket list. She have it on her bucket list to be president, so that's how she wanted to be.
Right.
She ain't worried about the masses of people and everything that they're going through. I promise you that.
She's not.
No. They, you know, I really have Bob, I think that liberals are just mean. They have a mean spirit about them. They're supposed to be the party of the people to love and accept, and but they're the most divisive, mean people.
Absolutely.
Well,
they're very mean.
Well, remember something. Big government is about not about compromise. Big government is about spending and doing everything that you want to do, regardless of what anybody wants. And big government is what the Democrats want, and the Democrats are getting it right now. The biggest joke out there, Maureen, is this, is that the Republicans said, oh, okay, we've got control of Congress, we've got control of the Senate now. Now we can make things happen. Well, you tell me, what has happened in the last 2-3 years that the Republicans have had the run of the land in the Congress and the Senate? They've done nothing.
All the more reason we need a Republican president when we got the Senate in the House. We need to elect a Republican president so that we can get something done. They don't see that. Well, the GOP is so stupid.
And we need to elect a president that's going to go and get the job done. I don't want another insider. We need a straight outsider like Donald Trump. I don't want to push just anybody in there. I want an outsider to change all of that insider mess that's going on the inside.
That's right.
And that's what they are so afraid of. How did you feel about Megyn Kelly and him last night? Did you feel that she was fair?
No, I think she was being a bobblehead. She needs to go into Jack in the Box. Her head only need to pop out. We need to ask her a question and then just pop her head back
right
in the box.
In there.
I don't like the fact that she tried to question Donald Trump about, well, you said this. Well, now this is what you said. Why didn't you do that to Marco Rubio? Why didn't you do that to Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
So I thought she had an agenda last night, and I didn't like it.
That's right.
A lot of people are jumping ship with Fox. They're not happy about the way that Fox is treating Trump and the whole election. They're not happy. A lot of people are very unhappy, very unhappy. Have you read about that, Bob?
Absolutely. I think it's really a shame how they handle themselves. They're not fair. They're not balanced. And what they try to do is do everything they can to embarrass Donald Trump, embarrass the American people who are following him. And it's going to backfire. It's going to backfire on him. You know that.
Let me ask you this, ladies. If Donald Trump had an arrest record when he was 18 in a questionable park that was for male hookups, that would have been the first thing out of Megyn Kelly's mouth, right?
She would have, oh my God,
it would have been all over.
Absolutely. They would have shut him down. And see, they can't find no dirt on him, so they just pull any little thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about this? Well, what about where you make your clothes? What about this university? I don't care about what's going on in his private business. He was not and is not a politician. He's a candidate now that's running for president. Tell us how you're going to fix this economic crisis. Tell us how you're going to secure the border. Tell us how you're going to bring our jobs back.
Right.
That's what I want to hear about. All of this other crazy stuff that they're just digging up, I don't want to hear about it. I'm tired of them.
Right.
I'm tired of them fighting them like that.
That's right.
Stop it already.
Yeah.
Because we already know who we're going to vote for. And you can only kick a man in the face so many times.
That's right.
People going to come out swinging.
That's
everybody.
Right. Everybody.
Well, we've said it from day one, Bob. He's tapped into our generation. My son doesn't understand the Trump thing, but he hasn't paid tax. I told him he hasn't been raked over the coals by the IRS yet. He's too young. I said, but when you get a little bit older, you're going to start to feel like us, right? We're sick of it. So
that's right.
Trump has tapped into an anger and a nerve in this country that I don't think anybody, any political analyst, expert, news person, lawyer, Supreme Court justice, whoever they are, they did not think it was possible.
Absolutely. He has shook and woke America.
Mm-hmm.
He's tapped into a nerve. People are tired of their government.
Yes.
And he's the answer to all of our prayers. And he's winning his hands down fair and square. So if he's granted the nomination, give it to him. Don't try to steal anything from him.
Right.
Don't try to do that, because now you're going to create a revolution.
That's right.
You're going to have people rising up
That's
by
right.
the masses.
By the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I was going to say, Maureen, I think that the Republican establishment is just completely myopic when it comes to their candidates, and they just don't. First they wanted Jeb Bush, and then he failed, and then now they're all at Marco Rubio. He's going to fail too. Look, he's going to have his head handed to him. I'm predicting right now. Okay, put me down as a prediction here that Donald Trump will win Florida. I don't think this guy's going to win Florida at all. I think that Donald Trump is – that Florida victory is going to be a difference maker for him, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to win Florida hands down. Yeah. I think he is going to win Florida hands down. I do believe that. Yes.
And that's going to be – that will be the end of Marco Rubio. He'll be done.
He only won one state by the grace of God. He should already be out. I'm not voting for no Marco Rubio. I'm not voting for a man that little Marco wouldn't even take his little behind to work. I would never vote for nobody that won't. You don't work, you don't eat. He had a job. You know what? He should be paying the taxpayers back their money.
That's right.
Because all he did was took that money and didn't go to work for it.
Sat on his behind.
That's all he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does have a terrible record in the Senate. He has a terrible voting record. He's been campaigning for the last 2 years.
Well, you know what? Ted Cruz described Marco Rubio about a couple of months ago as just a Republican Obama. And listen, I mean, does that mean that Marco Rubio is going to be spending his days on the golf course?
Marco Rubio don't plan to go to work. He thinks because he's cute, he can just go and sit like he did in the Senate. He didn't do nothing for the American people. And so we supposed to vote him in like he going to do something for us now? I beg to differ. I'm not voting for no Marco Rubio. He could be the last man on earth. My foot will be president. But he won't be my president. I ain't vote for him.
That's right.
And I do not like Cruz. I never have. He's creepy. I have never liked him. And I hate him. And I know that's a strong word, but ever since what he did to Dr. Ben Carson in Iowa, and that came back and bit him hard, and he's not recovered from that.
Right. That's right. Cheater. And see, if you lie, you steal, you cheat. He done all of them, and we don't want to hear nothing else Ted Cruz had to say. Then he taught the Bible like he's so truthful. He is a liar. People better see exactly who he is. I will never vote for him either.
Yeah, and did you see today, ladies and Bob, that Dr. Carson did suspend his campaign? I just would like to personally send him the best. I think that he is just the most wonderful man. I felt so sorry for him during those last couple of debates where he was just left to the side. And, you know, I've interviewed him. I was with him on the floor of the spin room at the Reagan Library. He's just a wonderful man. And he has a great message. And I hope that somewhere down the road he gets something out of this.
And I really hope that he stands by Donald Trump, and I hope he endorses him too.
Right.
I really do because he was another outsider. But, you know, I always say this here. Whoever Donald Trump picks as his vice president is going to have to be someone that balances him. Someone that balances him is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It's up to Donald Trump who he picked, but I just, you know, we like Ben Carson, but we really want Donald Trump leading it. I need somebody where their voice speaks volumes, where they don't waver and they won't back down. And that's why we love Donald Trump.
That's why.
Well, you can't waver when you're running when you're running the United States. Like he said, Donald Trump said, you can't choke like Rubio did, sweating. Do you see how red Rubio's ears get? Have you noticed that? His ears get like little devil ears, like he's got little Halloween ears on. Have you noticed that?
Well, we've always noticed his ears were large. You know, maybe he can be over intelligence and maybe sit from his house and hear what's going on across the world from there.
Maybe.
Listen, but we don't want no Rubio being president.
We definitely don't want Ted Cruz. And we don't want Kasich.
We don't want Kasich.
He is part of the establishment.
Right.
We don't want him either.
We want Donald Trump.
I kind of was hoping that Kasich would be his vice president, but I think they're too much alike now. girls, now that you said that. He needs somebody to balance him. I think Kasich and Trump are too strong-headed. But
see,
I
like
what John... Go ahead.
If you look at me and Silk, we balance each other.
That's right.
It's got to be one. If one is a little riled up, well, another one got to be a little calm. Donald Trump needs more. If you're going to have a vice president, have someone that balances you.
Yeah.
Is all I say.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Have someone that balances,
you.
Mm-hmm.
See, Bob, that's like you and I. We could be. I could be president. You could be vice president. You're calm. I'm high.
We have that switched around, don't we? I'd like to be co-president with you. How's that sound? Is that fair?
Oh, okay. Is that the way it's gonna be? So, ladies, what is your next move? Are you gonna go back on the trail? Are you gonna be with Trump? What do you guys have coming up?
Well, you know, we was on the trail in South Carolina. And then we flew to Atlanta, so we was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we flew to Vegas, and now we're back home. So our next thing that we have coming up, I guess we'll be here. He's going to be coming to North Carolina, so we'll probably be there at that particular event. And, you know, and then we're just going to take it as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have another interview coming up in about 5 minutes, so I know
we have to
get off this interview, But we are still stumping for Trump,
yes.
And we're going to continue to stump for him until he gets in that White House.
And don't forget to go to diamondandsilk.com and see why we stump for Trump.
Yes.
And we will put it all on our Facebook page and our website. Girls, we just love having you. You're so famous, and you still come and talk to us, and we just appreciate that so much, and we really do love you. Sending big love from California, and go Trump.
We love you both. Thank you.
Thank you, girls.
We love your passion and your energy. Just keep it up. Don't slow down. Just make it keep running faster and faster. We're gonna get there.
Oh, ain't no stopping us now, baby. We on the move.
That's right. We love you
guys.
Tell
Mr. Trump he has two fans here in California. Thank you so much, Diamond and Silk, the sisters that love Donald Trump, the sisters that stumped together for Trump. I don't know. They sure are good at rhyming. I can't get a rhyme going. The sisters that stump for Trump stay together.
Stump for
that
Trump.
Doesn't rhyme.
Stump for Trump.
Oh, but tell me, did you just not have like that debate last night was just so awful.
It was terrible. I mean, I just don't understand. What Cruz and Rubio are going to accomplish by continually bashing Donald Trump instead of addressing the issues. Isn't that what this is all about? Isn't it about talking about the issues and trying to figure out how you're going to make America great again? They don't talk about that at all. It's all lip service. You know, that's all it
what
is.
What about the there's so many debates. I don't know, 3 debates ago or 2 debates ago where Rubio and Cruz came on the stage and they shook hands behind Donald Trump's back. I mean, come on. What are we doing? Yeah, there's photos of it. It was, and Trump is just standing there and they're shaking hands behind his back. I mean, what are we showing? They talk about Trump being unpresidential with some of the things he says, what they did, that is just not something you, is that what you want young kids who are watching the future president and you see your children are watching that and the news media puts all up on it and says, look at what they did. I mean, what are they demonstrating?
Well, I can tell you this much, my kids are 16 and 18. My son is going to be voting for the first time ever in this coming election. And they both came away very unimpressed with watching Rubio and Cruz, very unimpressed, and said that they don't not only do they not seem presidential, but they don't seem like they are ready to lead America into the future. And that's very astute of them. And I think they're not big fans of Donald Trump because it's hard to get your arms around that because he's really, as you said earlier, embodying the anger that's out there in the United States. My kids aren't angry yet. They're not. Mm-hmm. Your son is not angry yet. He hasn't reached that level. And we have to reach that level of frustration. Let him get audited one time by the IRS, and he'll be saying, "Forget this IRS thing." You know, it's like, you know.
Exactly. He hasn't had to do well. You know, I mean, it's bliss. They don't get it. But I certainly remember getting it when I was 17 and Reagan was elected. I remember the whole country just, oh my God, we came out of a deep depression, and all of a sudden everything was colorful and there were flags and it was you were proud to be an American again. I mean, I just, after watching that last night, I can't even put into words. I mean, embarrassing, isn't it? I posted that. Everybody keeps talking about Donald Trump being he's a reality television host. More people voted in American Idol and Dancing with the Stars than the previous two presidential elections. Maybe we do need a reality star. Yes, maybe we do need a reality star, because I'll bet you most people could tell you who won Dancing with the Stars, but will not be able to tell you who our Secretary of State is.
No doubt about it. That doesn't surprise me though. It's all about entertainment these days, and that brings me to the media, who seem to be relishing their role of spoiler in this election, and they think that they can control the election results by their coverage and the type of opinions that they have on there, and it just makes everybody very upset and very angry and. If that's what they want ratings to get people's ire up and anger up. That's too bad, because we're gonna end up in the same place that we are right now with a do nothing president and a do nothing Congress in Washington, because they're gonna exploit the real people like Donald Trump, who can do good things for our country.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately,
have you seen the movie The Big Short?
Great movie. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Did that rattle you a little bit?
Well, I thought they might win some awards. I don't think they're up for that many.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the whole entire story of how our economy went down in a day, and it's going to happen again.
It doesn't surprise me. No, it's not. Well, the regulations that are in place are not are such that banks won't get in that much trouble ever again. But listen, you know, as long as people are greedy, there's always going to be bubbles. Okay, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what it is. Look, back in the early 90s, late 80s, there was a biotech bubble. In the late 90s, early 2000s, there was the dot-com bubble. We had the housing and mortgage bubble back in 2007, 6, 7, 8, 9. And this boom and bust cycles, it happens. People are greedy. You know, back in the 1400s, we had the tulip mania with the tulip bubbles. I mean, in Holland. So as long as people are greedy, there's always going to be bubbles. There's always going to be excesses and so forth. And it's a matter of trying to stay ahead of them. And the Fed was way behind.
But that movie, I mean, I was working in that time, during that time. I was in the middle of all of that. And when I read at the end of that movie that the banks, as of 2015, they already have another product, just like the CDOs, just like the credit default swaps, just the same thing. They're doing the same thing. They're doing the exact same thing. They have, you can now, they're giving loans to people now again like they were before. They're doing the same thing. It's going to happen again. I know regulations are in place, but there's always somebody who thinks up another product and gets past the regulation, and the greed drives it into what it has become.
That's right. Yeah, you're exactly right. It'll happen again.
You're being the expert. How fragile is our economic system right now? How fragile is it?
It's a unfortunately, I have to coin another Netflix TV show. It's a House of Cards, unfortunately.
Right.
It really is. And I think that it's on the back of the debt right now. Look, I'll tell you what. If I were a candidate for president, there is one theme out there that I think would resonate with both Republicans and Democrats and even independents right now. If my campaign slogan and all I said was to answer every single question coming at me, if my answer was pay down the debt, and that would fix everything in the world or for the United States of America, that would be it. And that would be something that every single person could get around, because there's not one Democrat or Republican alike who is happy with the fact that we have $20 trillion.
But how do we do that? What would be your plan to pay down the debt? Where do we start?
Okay. All right, here's where we start. First of all, we have investments around the world, $4.5 trillion with different countries. $2 trillion of that, Maureen, is in countries that hate us and want us to die. So you pull that money back. Let me ask you a question. In your household with your husband, okay? If you had your house and you were struggling to make ends meet, to pay your bills, all right? But you had this money and you had some debt, okay? And you had this money sitting out in an investment account earning money, okay? And you need that money to live on and to pay your bills. What are you going to do? You're going to pull in that investment and you're going to pay off your bills, right? Well, that's what we should do in the United States. Can you imagine just pulling that money in, saying, sorry, guys, we're not investing with you anymore. We have our own troubles to deal with. You pull that $4.5 trillion out, you could have that money wired to you like tomorrow. And
not give Iran $150 billion to build a weapon against us?
All that, any of that stuff, you've got to knock all that crap off, okay? Can you imagine knocking off $4.5 trillion off the debt immediately, right away? That knocks it down by 20%, okay? 20% get less debt, okay? And then what you do is
the value of our dollar goes up, right? Because we're not printing as much money to devalue.
More buying power, right? When the dollar increases, we have more power across. And then what you do, you cut your spending. Absolutely, and you do some zero-based budgeting, like what our friend Carly Fiorina was talking about. You make people accountable and not have all these different programs and so forth. You have some kind of a cop in there, a spending cop in there that says, no, you're not spending on this right over here. Because the problem here is that these people in Congress and the Senate are not responsible. All they want to do is spend. You got to have some cop in there to tell them, no, you can't do it. You cut the spending down. You get people to pay their taxes. You put some fair taxes in there, and you use that money just to pay down the debt. That's all you do. You pull in the investments, pay off the debt, and then keep cutting that debt down, keep whittling it away. You could probably get it done in about five to seven years. It'll be down.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
this
even
is the debt
20%. Even the 20%, our dollar would probably increase by 25%.
More buying power for the dollar. Look, Larry Kudlow talks all the time from CNBC about how king dollar. Look, it doesn't make any difference if your dollar is going up and everybody else's currencies are going down. You need everybody's currencies to go up. You need everybody's standard of living to rise. You need everybody's ability to buy more things with more buying power with their currencies to get stronger. You don't need we don't need the dollar going up at the expense of the Europeans, the Chinese, and the Japanese, or something like that. We need everybody's standard of living to go up. The only way you can do that, Maureen, is to eradicate the most evil thing out there, which is the debt. If anybody had any questions for me, my answer would be pay the debt. Oh well, how are we going to fix the military, pay the debt? How are we going to protect ourselves with security? Pay the debt. That would be my stock answer every single time, you know?
Because we were born and raised that way, right? We were born and raised that if you don't have it, you don't buy it. My mom, you know, at the end of the week, Did your mother, was your mother like that at the end of the week or close to payday? Nope, can't do that. Not till. Okay, we lived that way, right? We didn't die. We lived that way. But our leaders do not know how to live that way. You know, another thing somebody said to me today was very interesting. She said, a friend of mine was talking about running for president. Our presidential candidates are not one of us because you have to be gazillionaires. Less than 1% of the 1% of the 1% are running for president, right? I mean, Donald Trump being one of them. It ought to be free. It ought to be, or a government program where you get $50,000, a bus, and 10 free commercials, and go hit the trail. That's it. No CPAC, super PAC, dumb PAC, it's that, whatever. It's really out of hand. I mean, Rubio and Cruz spent $30 million just to get to Iowa. Trump spent $6 million, but he raised $6.5 million for the vets. $30 million to get to Iowa. That is just a joke. That is just, you know, absolutely.
This is where I somewhat agree with Bernie Sanders, and you know, I know you don't like me saying
he does say some things when he's not, you know, super stoned.
He agrees that his stance is that there's just too much money being spent trying to buy elections these days, and I happen to agree with him on. And he's been raising money. He's been doing a great job, actually. He's been outdoing Hillary, and he's not a guy that we need in the White House either. As somebody said, we have just a few minutes left to go here tonight, but somebody did say that he talks about education should be free. Nothing is free. Somebody's going to end up paying for it.
Oh, well, did you see what happened with Obamacare today? The insurance company in Oregon went out of business. So basically, Obamacare hired an insurance company in Oregon to make sure that they got insurance for all the people in Obamacare. The insurance company only had enough money to pay 12.1% of the total cost per person in Obamacare. Basically, they went bankrupt. They went under. They went belly up. And now they're suing the government for $5 billion because they can't provide the insurance that the government wants. So basically, Obamacare has failed in the fact that they can't provide the health care, and the place that was supposed to do it for them went out of business and now is suing the government because they spent all the money they had and it wasn't enough to take care of Obamacare. It is a mess. It is a mess with a capital M. Talk about nothing is for free, and the government does not know how to run anything.
Absolutely. And as you said, nothing is for free these days. And those people who seem to be duped into believing that they can get everything for free and get on the dole. And look, nobody's going to want to go to college
for free. I mean, yeah, it's supposed to be something you attain, right? You work towards it. You pay for it. You go. It's free. It's junior college. They have that. It's free. It's called junior college. Go there. Why do we have
to give
California universities, state university? Why do we have to make them free, state university? That's ridiculous.
No, that's absolutely right. And I think that people, you know, going to college is a choice. It's not a right. And we go to school for 12 years. We don't go to school for 16 years as required. And if you want to get to college, that's a choice that you make. It's not a requirement.
Yeah, a need is not a right. Just like a need is not a right. And we have got all these kids coming. We have all these kids coming out of college, and they don't have a job. There's no job. So there we have it. You know, closing of another show. We don't want to close on a down note. It's been a good month. We've had a great February was a great month. March is starting out nice. We've got a wet month coming up with rain mostly the whole entire month. That'll be great.
Well, before we run away, I want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. We had your birthday this week, and you look great for 29.
I know.
my beautiful co-host just gets better and better with age, and I'm just so appreciative of you, and you're just such a wonderful person, and it's just so exciting and thrilling to do these shows with you every week. I missed last week, but I felt really, really bad. I know you did a wonderful job last week with the
We had Catherine Nance. She was great. Yeah, she was great. But I just owe it all to great plastic surgeons in California. So on that note, we got to go. See you next week.
Thanks, Maureen. See you guys next week. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.